Hello, Enrique, can I help you?
Yeah, my name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. First of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
If I what?
First of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, and what are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary election for U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and the other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50,
yeah.
Or don't you think you will vote?
100% vote.
Almost certain to vote. Thank you. Do you plan to vote in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary?
Democrat.
Thank you. In what year were you born, please? Just the year.
63.
1963. Thank you. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
We are Latinos.
Okay, thank you both, right? Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track. We got to get rid of that other asshole.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Joe Biden, favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Who's that?
Oh, no, very favorable or somewhat favorable, your opinion about Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr.?
Don't know him.
Okay. Never heard of him. Barbara Sharif?
No. Never heard of him.
Kamala Harris?
Yes.
Favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Favorable.
And it's very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable. How about Chad Klitzman?
Don't know him.
Never heard of him. Thank you. And if the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in your district were Barbara Sharif, Chad Klitzman, and Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., for whom would you vote? Barbara Sharif, Chad Klitzman, or Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr.?
I don't know them, none of them.
You're undecided, you would say.
Yeah, I don't know them.
Okay.
Them guys are Democrats?
Well, basically, yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, and well, again, sir, if you have to, as I mentioned, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean, Barbara Sharif, Chad Klitzman, or Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr.?
Oh, man, Junior, probably the younger guy.
Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., okay. Still thinking about the Democratic primary election, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. Jobs and wages, home and property insurance, education, climate change and the environment, LGBTQ rights, voting rights, protecting reproductive rights, or healthcare.
And you got to pick one?
One, the most important, correct, to you in deciding for your vote.
Yeah, probably jobs.
Probably what, I'm sorry? Jobs, you said.
Jobs. Yeah.
Jobs and wages. Okay. And finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are very conservative? You are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
14.
Okay. High school graduate, you said, or some college?
14, 2 years of college.
Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Enrique.
Okay, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Okay.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Wages.